Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have with us this afternoon Reverend Christopher Darrell Hannon. How are you today, Reverend Christopher Hannon?
Well, Sister Butler, I'm doing very well. God bless you, and I thank you for having me as a guest on your show. I've just been doing very well. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. All right, Reverend Hannon, you're a pastor. What denominational church are you? Are you denominational, non-denominational, or what?
Well, more likely, I'm considered as non-denominational, but I have been in, you know, influenced by the Baptist and also apostolic denominations. But my church is basically non-denominational because I can basically fellowship with anyone that believes that Jesus Christ is Lord and basically that he was born of a virgin, that he was the Son of God, he is the Son of God, and that he rose from on the third day and he's coming back again. I mean, the fundamental elements of the gospel, if we have that in line, then basically I can fellowship with just about any Christian at all.
All right. Understand that. Why did you decide to become a pastor?
Well,
a preacher?
Well, becoming a pastor and becoming a minister is kind of two different steps. The call to become a minister, it also grew out of a desire to serve the Lord, to be a servant, you know, to share the gospel message with others. And the call to become a pastor was also developed out of that same desire and love for God, but in a greater capacity, because we love God, we want to be obedient, and then we love his people, and we want to see them grow and become stronger and encourage them in the Lord. So, and to watch over them, you know, to take the oversight over the flock. So that's why we desired, or we became a pastor, to just be obedient and to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You are a Blog Talk host.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Okay. Yes, yes, I am.
What is the name of your show?
We have a show that's called the Mainline Bible Study Hour. We air on Blog Talk Radio once a week, and that's on Thursdays. And we air 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yeah. Along with myself, I have two other co-hosts, Brother Elder Raymond Williams and Pastor Tony Darien. They're there with me on the show, and we do a little current events or in the news segment, and then we go into our Bible study in that particular program. But it's a lot of fun. The listeners seem to enjoy what we do. They can feel the authenticity of our relationship, because we grew up in the Lord together, and you know, we definitely care about each other in the Lord, and we want to see each other blessed, and we want to see our listening audience be blessed by what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're also an author.
Yes.
What is the name of your book?
Well, I wrote a book called Pieces of a Plan. Pieces of a Plan, and basically it's the story of my life. It's my story. It's basically my story, where I came from, some of the things that I experienced in my life, some of the individuals that had impact on my life, some of the things that God had shown me spiritually, and you know, it's just a basic glimpse into some of the things that I experienced, and I share that with the reader, and in hopes of them getting closer or being encouraged in their walk with God.
All right, so you've shared your life, and I have Pieces of the Plan, the book.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Reflections. 5:14-16. I'm not going to read the scripture, but it says, whenever God blesses us, he wants us to be a blessing to others. As I grew in my relation with Christ, I also grew in my concern for souls. I realized my life was a testimony to God's love and grace. I want everyone to know that Christ is the answer. And that comes from your book, Pieces of a Plan, Reflection, mm-hmm. Summary of Chapter 3 by Christopher Daryl Hannon. I think that's beautiful.
Wow. Thank you.
Just wanted to read a little excerpt from it. Mr. Hannon, Reverend Hannon, have you been watching...
You can call me Pastor Chris. Yeah.
Pastor Chris, okay.
Yeah.
Pastor Chris.
Have
you been watching the Olympics?
A little bit here and there. You know, it was very, very exciting, you know, to see the United States representing USA. You know, it was really good. I think it's a good thing for the world, you know, to do something like that. You know, it's just great to take the focus and do something cohesive like that, and to see different countries compete for something that's not violent, you know, doing something that's not destructive, but something like that. The Olympics is just awesome. Really, I don't have any words to really express how I, you know, view the Olympics. It's great.
Oh, yes, it is. What do you think of the Olympic teenager, Gabrielle Douglas, or her nickname, Gabby
Douglas? The flying squirrel. It's just awesome to have people compete and rise to such level of excellence. You know, I really thank God for being in these individuals' lives and giving them that gift and that talent, and they can display, you know, their abilities, their God-given abilities to the world. You know, and her, you know, going forward and doing, along with her team, going forward and doing what they did, I think it's an excellent job, and I commend them all. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes, it is. She won an individual all-around competition gold medal, and she also won women's team finals gold medal. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she won 2 gold medals.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
She definitely
awesome.
Represents the youth of today, and a very good representative, in my opinion.
Right.
Yes, I'm very proud to see Gabrielle Douglas, where she is. It makes me very proud. That's my opinion. unfortunately, here in Florida, there's been a killing of a young man in Sanford, Florida, in South Florida, by the name of Trayvon Martin.
Right.
I just want the 17-year-old teenager who was said to be murdered by George Zimmer, allegedly murdered, because he hasn't been convicted of it. But I was wondering, what are your thoughts on this case? I know that you're a pastor, but what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, let me say, first of all, I think that it's a tragedy to see life in any way taken out so young, and you know, I think it's definitely a tragedy, and I like to look at, you know, violence in our country as a whole, even the incident in Colorado, a younger person or a person went in and just you know, did that horrific act. You know, so again, I think we're living in a time that a lot of things are going on, and you know, we really need to pray for wisdom. We really need to seek God's face in this generation that we're living in, because a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are not pausing. Things are moving so fast. People are doing things before they even think about the consequences of it. And then, you know, the Lord said in his word that in the last days, if you will, that perilous times should come. But when we have a relationship with God, I believe that God can navigate us to a better climate, if you will. But we have to turn to Him. I believe that if we keep on keep going on the road that we're going in, that these things are inevitable. I think that we need to turn back to God as a nation, as a generation, and seek His face. If we don't, we'll see more of the same. But my prayer is that God, you know, save the children. Yeah.
That God saves the children. Yes. Yes. I can understand why you would pray that. I just want to say, last night I went to an event at Bethlehem AME Church where a relative of mine was a master's in a ceremony. And Gabriel Douglas, and teenagers like the ones I saw, young people like the ones I saw at Bethlehem AME Church is beautiful. I think it's Bethel. It's beautiful because it was just beautiful seeing the positive things and hearing about their dreams and plans. I mean, it was just beautiful ceremony. I just want to say congratulations to all of you, including my brother. Shout out to you all, and good luck with your lives, and God bless all of you. I was happy to be in the audience, to see so many beautiful young people of the AME faith, of any faith, really. But I was just happy to see you all there. I know, as you said, that I noticed that you had said that you were especially concerned about the children and the youth, the young people. I just have a question. Do you believe, in your opinion, that this is close to the end of time? In your opinion, I'm not trying to preach to my listeners,
Well, I do believe there are some indicators that say that we are in the last days. Biblically, there are some indicators that says that. Prophetically, when Israel became a recognized state, I believe that was 1948, May 14th, 1948, that signaled a tremendous prophecy of the Bible. And from that time on, I believe in my studies, it says to me that moving forward, that, you know, we're definitely living in the last days, if you will. And that being the case, I think that most of us that are ministers or that that have some knowledge of Bible or prophecy, we have an urgency to get the message out, which is the gospel, to every living creature, because Christ promised that He would return. He will return. And we that believe in His coming, I think we have a great responsibility to at least warn or to let know, or let the generation that we live in know that He's coming back, so they can have the opportunity to be ready for His return as well. All the signs seems like they're lining up, and it's a time to blow the trumpet to let people know, hey, listen, you know, Jesus Christ, everything the Word of God has said is true, and you need to think about where you're going to spend eternity in terms of your soul. Yeah.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, that you feel that the Bible but I believe what you're saying is that the Bible is being fulfilled.
Yes.
The prophecies that was written in Revelations and in throughout the Holy Bible is being fulfilled. I believe that's what you're saying.
Yes. It's coming to pass.
Where can our listeners go to find your book, Pieces of a Plan?
Right now, it is online at Amazon.com. Is one of the major places they can go and find it if they log on to Amazon.com and put in Pieces of a Plan by Christopher Dowell Hannon. It'll pop up on that.
Okay. When you wrote Pieces of a Plan, before you wrote the book Pieces of a Plan, and before you became a minister, and if I'm being too personal, just let me know that you don't want to answer the question. What I'm trying to ask is, were you always saved? Were you always, because there are some people that have always been saved, believe it or not. I know some people don't believe it, but some people who've always been in the church, always been in the faith, in the Lord's house, there's nothing wrong with that. But are you one of those people?
I think I understand what you're saying. Was my life always affiliated with being in church? That's a twofold question. My mom took me to church at a very young age. I was always, exposed to church. But as I grew into my teen years, I kind of strayed away and started hanging out a little bit and trying to actually find myself as a young man, who I wanted to be, and trying to find out who I was. And I went out there and I strayed. And that experience caused me to, look into hip hop. I got into hip hop real heavy. I used to do rhymes and poetry, and I met a few people. One of the greatest people that I met in hip hop was actually a pioneer of hip hop, and that was the late great Darren Robinson, who is Buffy the Human Beatbox of the Fat Boys, and I was privileged to meet him while I was doing that portion of my life, dealing with hip hop. But the thing is that when you're young, you're trying to find your way, and sometimes you stray from your foundation. And through it all, I would like to just let young people know that in my book, Pieces of a Plan, I come right out and say that the best times, or the time in my life, was really when I was close to God. I can compare being with God and being outside of His will, and I would choose to be with the Lord, and never had left Him or never strayed away from Him if I had that choice. That's why I'm holding so tightly to Him now. That's why I'm so committed, because I know what it is not to be in His will. So it's very important that I line up with His will.
All right. It's very important that you line up with His will.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to, let's say, be saved, what would you tell them to do? Salvation.
If they wanted salvation, first of all, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ came as a sacrificial offering to pay for your sins, first of all, we have to realize that we were born in sin. All of us were born in sin. We were born in sin. It's our nature from Adam, because Adam fell out of fellowship. He broke that fellowship by disobeying God. He broke the fellowship that he had with God. And when he did that, we all became separated from God. Sin separates us from God. And because of Adam's sin, we inherited the sin nature of Adam because he was the first man, the first created man, and Adam and Eve, they were the first created humans. So when they had offspring in the natural, we were born under that sin nature. So that's why Jesus comes along and he says you must be born again in order to get back into fellowship with God. And Jesus came to make that possible. He came to pay the price for our sin, for nature, because we all born in sin. He came to pay that price. And when we accept the sacrificial offering, what he did on our behalf, when we realize, first we have to realize that we're a sinner. None of us are born acceptable into God's eyes, none of us. But when we look at who we are, for what it is, that we're born in sin, we know, and then we find out that we know that we need a Savior, and a Savior has been presented to us or on our behalf. He's been presented on our behalf. We accept him in our hearts. And how we accept him in our hearts is we confess with our mouth and we believe that he was born of a virgin. He came. The Bible said he was born of a virgin, and that he died and he suffered and he bled on Calvary's cross, not because he had sin, but he died for the sins of the world. So no matter how bad a person or sinful thing that you may have done, there is room at the cross. There's salvation at the cross for each and every sinner. He shed his blood to save the greatest of sinners. So if we come there and we ask God to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and all of our sins, the Bible says that he's faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But we have to believe and receive him. And then once we receive him in our heart, we confess it out of our mouth. Lord, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Save me. Wash away my sin. I give my life to you. We have to give our lives to God. We have to give all that we are back to God because we were born out of fellowship. And when we do that, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, he makes us become the righteousness of God through himself. So God sees his son, Jesus Christ. Instead of seeing us and our sinful nature, Jesus stands in the gap for us. He's our mediator, if you will. He's our intercessor, if you will, between ourselves and God. He brings us back into fellowship. And that, my dear friends, is available for you right now, today. You can become saved right now. Now is the day of salvation. Yes.
All right. Okay, we've got some callers. Pastor Chris,
you
told me I could call you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the caller who's been on the line the longest.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Do you have any questions? Hello, caller.
By the sound of that, you must have beat me. No, I didn't have any questions. I was just listening to the banter of that pastor that you're talking to. But, he's my brother, and I love him. And, I just pray that you continue the good work that you're doing. And my brother has a lot to say, and he can actually show you. Listen to him. God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right. That was somebody who's saying that you were a brother in Christ. All right.
Yeah.
Pastor Chris.
Yes.
Would you please explain? All right. This is from the chat line. They want to know what causes sickness. This is from my chat line and from my Gmail account. Somebody has sent this to me. They want to know what causes sickness.
Well,
what causes
again,
you come in? They know what causes death, but they don't understand, like, mental illnesses and arthritis. I guess that's what they told me to say. The exact question was, what causes people to be so sick?
Well, again, we have to realize, we have to go back to the beginning.
Wait, I got another question, two-part
question.
Sure,
go ahead.
It says, through my Gmail account, it's not through. Was sent from Blog Talk. It says, what causes sickness, and also, I don't understand that really. What causes sicknesses, and why do some people live to be like 100 and something, and they never seem to get ill?
Well, again, the main thing about sickness and death, we have to go back to what caused death to enter into the world. Death and sickness and a lot of other things that we experience in our world today, the world that we live in today, is a direct result of sin entering into the world. It wasn't God's desire that anybody perish, but all should be saved. God is for us. You know, it is his desire that we come to repentance. But my point is this, that sin and death death and sickness came from sin. It's a result of the sin entering into the world. God had made a perfect environment for the first humans, Adam and Eve. They lived in what we call paradise. And when they sinned, evil, you know, and Satan came in and caused the world to be in the condition that it's in right now. Because remember, they were tempted by evil, and Satan would utilize the serpent in the garden, if you look at Genesis. And what happened is that Adam had a kingdom. He had a kingdom. God said, I wanted you to have dominion over the earth. And what he did was he turned over that to the enemy. And Jesus came thousands of years later, and he took back the authority. He took back the authority. What Adam lost, we regained in Christ. So when you say sickness and disease, Jesus came that we may have healing. He came that we may have deliverance. But in the world, remember, the world is still in a fallen state. But God is coming to destroy the works of the enemy. So again, those of us that know Jesus Christ and know his word, there's a promise of healing there. That by his stripes, we are healed. So some of us that believe out there, well, all of us that believe, anyone that believes the word of God, all things are possible. That's very important to understand and hear, that all things are possible if we only believe. So there is a healing. There's a name that we have for God name. It's called Jehovah Rapha. It means the Lord God, our healer. So, again, there is the provision for healing and deliverance through Jesus Christ. So it's not God's desire that anyone lack anything. It's not God's desire that anyone be sick. It's not God's desire that anyone actually die. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it abundantly. So what we need to do is to embrace everything that Jesus has paid for on Calvary Cross, and he paid for your healing. There's a, you know, there's a prayer that I would like to pray before the program ends for those that are sick. And if you believe in your heart and you believe that God died and paid for your healing, and he rose again. He didn't stay dead. He rose again. He's yet alive right now. And by his stripes, the Bible said you were healed, past tense. You can believe that you're already healed if you believe that Jesus Christ paid the price. You can receive your healing today. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Pastor Chris. We're going to go to a little break, and then we're going to come back and listen to what else you have to say.
Thank you.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, was, I mean, I believe that was Andy Clyde Incorporated. He's an event planner, so don't forget to check out his website and cater to his business. And if you do, tell him that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. All right, the show is sponsored by Dobine and Cowens Mortgage Investments. Listeners, don't forget to contact Dobine and Cowens Mortgage Investments. This company can handle all of your commercial financing needs. To contact them, it's 678-607-5092. Allow them to handle your commercial financing. Their website is http://dobine.wells.com. I tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Also, the same company, Dobine and Cowens Mortgage Investment, are hiring in the credit repair department. No phone calls about this job, but you can go to their website and submit your information, and they'll contact you. The website, again, is http://dobinecowens.webs.com. All right, listeners, we have with us Pastor Chris, Christopher Daryl Hannah, but he told me to call him Pastor Chris. Pastor Chris.
Yes.
So you preached and you've talked to people, and I know this is what your show is about. I believe on Wednesday nights on Blog Talk Radio.
We're on Thursday nights.
Thursday nights. At what time?
We're on Thursday nights. Every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 8 p.m. Central Standard.
All right. So my listeners can go to Amazon.com to buy your book, Pieces of a Plan.
Yes.
Okay. We were talking about a little earlier in the conversation, we were talking about the young 17-year-old that was murdered, well, that was killed in Sanford, Florida.
Yeah.
Trayvon Martin.
Right.
And I think that is a tragic, just horrible.
Right.
You know, that's why I like to say on that. I think it's horrible because I'm in Florida, and I think it's horrible.
And you know what's so sad about it? Because that particular incident got national attention. But, you know, we're living in a time where things happen throughout the world. It's just so much going on throughout the world. Life, you know, so much violence. There's a lot going on, and we really need God to help us navigate through these times. I think the more we seek His face, the better or the clearer we can see the answer. He is the answer, and I think the more we push that concept aside, the more we enter into darkness. We, you know, because Jesus declared that I am the way, I am the truth and the life. So if we push away from the truth, if we push away from the light, if we, you know, we're going to enter into a dark age where it is chaotic. But, you know, I believe that if we pray and not only pray, there are some things that we do have to do. You know, faith without works is dead. I know a lot of theologians are out there, and they would agree with me with that. But, I mean, but before we do anything, we need to consult the Lord. There's a lot that's going on, and there's a lot of wisdom that we can draw from the well of God's word, you know. So it's just a time that we need to all really turn to God. And when I say turn to God, you know, I mean, it doesn't necessarily, we're not talking about any race or color. We need, as God's people, we need to unite. You know what was interesting to me, Sister Angela?
Yes.
If you don't mind me bringing it up.
There
was something that happened with Chick-fil-A when one of the, I think the CEO had made a statement on his, you know, a biblical perspective on marriage. He held that to be truth and the way marriage should be viewed. He had a biblical perspective on marriage, and he spoke on that. He spoke to that. And, you know, people came out and supported his position, which is the Bible's position on marriage. And I think that Christians need to let people know. I think the Christian should be a light in this dark age. I think that we have to be distinctive from what the world is doing, those that don't believe. We need to show the world what truth is. Truth is consistency. So God is unchangeable and he's consistent. You know, the world is always changing, but there's a foundation in the Word of God that's unchangeable. We need to stand on the unmovable rock of God, and that's where we can find peace and stability in the Word of God.
In the Word of God, peace and stability in the Word of God. Yes. So you told me that you told me and the listeners, and you've been on the show before.
Yes,
I have. Back, 3 or 4 months back, you said that you were once a rapper.
Yes,
and
I
that
was.
You, knew the Fat Boys.
The Fat Boys.
One
yeah.
of the, his name was. Say his name again, please.
Well, Darren Robertson was a good friend of mine. I'm a good friend of theirs. His family, Kirk Robertson, and the whole family. I love that family. They were a part of my history, and you know, we just respect who Darren Robertson was, you know, in life. You know, I cherish the memory that I have of him. But you know,
I believe you said on an earlier show, on the show that you did about 4 months ago or 5 months ago, that you had. Preached his funeral?
Yes, I did. It was an honor and it was a privilege to do so, yeah. I did.
Okay.
But you know what? You know what? With this youth on youth, black on black crime, I want to say a poetic piece. Can I say a poetic piece real quick?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And I don't normally do this, so this is like a, this is like a what do you call when you're the only one that have it?
Okay, is this something you wrote?
Yeah, I wrote this. This is my piece. This is something I wrote. It's my piece. It's my poetic piece.
Okay.
You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
A brother kills another because he has no feeling. Cold like ice, blood keeps spilling. What you going to do when you can't trust you? Who's your real enemy? Do you have a clue? The judgment's coming upon the whole world, upon the bad boys and all the bad girls. Stand for the verdict. Your soul is the target. God's word is life, but you never heard it. Judgment's coming like the rising sun, burning up the chaff for the evil that's done. Lost souls scream, they've cried out in the flames. Here's the book of life, but you can't find your name. In my lifetime, I lived a rough life. I lived a tough life, but hey, that's life. I wanted to win again and again. I wanted to win, even though I lived in sin. I never knew the deeds I've done would have a brother lost in hell, soul on the run. But now I'm awoke. I smell the smoke of fire and brimstone burning. And hey, I can't cope with being here forever. Getting out, never. When I think about it, I can't keep it together. It's crazy how I let the enemy play me. I should have called out to Jesus, save me. But beyond the grave is hell for the sinner. This is a place you don't want to enter. No escaping the flames at the border. I can hear screams for one drop of water. Every day, souls keep coming. This is no joke, and this is just a warning.
Okay. All right. But Reverend Chris, I can see you now as a rapper, too. After hearing that, not trying to be, you know, but I can picture you as a rapper, too, after hearing that. You're very lyrically inclined. So,
thank
all
you.
Right, you're very talented, and I enjoy thank pieces you. Of the plan. I still read it sometimes. Read certain scriptures. I also read. I read other books too, of course, but I sometimes go back to pieces of a plan.
Wow.
Yeah, I read too. but it's a short book. It's not, but
yeah.
It's a short book. It's not but 121 pages in all. But
That's right.
I've read it, and I get a lot out of it. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to hopefully you writing another book. Are you going to write another book?
I'm in the process of writing another book. I've started ministry here in Birmingham, Alabama. We have a new building, a new location. We're located.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
God is with you.
He's very good. God is awesome. We're at the location of 3716, that's 3716 Fifth Avenue, Wylam, Birmingham, Alabama. The zip code is 35224, and we're there every Sunday at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., and we'd be there until like 12:30. But, the Lord is just blessing and adding on to his church. He's definitely a caring father. You know, our Heavenly Father loves us. So, I mean, it's just wonderful just being, you know, being in his will, being in his care. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Maybe one day I will get to visit your church.
Meet your
I'd love to meet the lady who stands your wife, the lady in your, who stands behind you, or beside you, and with you, because behind every great man is a good woman, I believe. So.
I wrote a part in my book, Pieces of a Plan, about the power of love, and I thank God I honor my wife. I love her. I'll give a shout out to my wife, Sister Simone Hannon, and also my daughter Jadira Sophia Hannon. Those and my mother, Mother Christine Bracey. I wrote about her in Pieces of a Plan. I thank God for the ladies of my life, the ladies in my life, because they definitely have been so supportive, so loving, so nurturing and caring, all of my life. It's just awesome to have someone there that you can just, be in harmony with, I just want to just make sure that I, honor them and respect, the persons that each and every one of them are.
Yes, yes, sir. All right. Well, Pastor Chris, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back on one day.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy being here.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, sir. All right, listeners, we had with us tonight Reverend Christopher Darrell Hanna. He is author of Pieces of a Plan. Pieces of a Plan is a good book. It's a book in yellow with a brown, I think that's a face or something, and it's cracked. And I enjoy reading Pieces of a Plan. I read all the books the authors send me, but usually before they come on the show. So I really enjoy Pieces. It was short, but it had a wealth of information. So I encourage you to go to Amazon.com and buy Pieces of a Plan by Reverend Christopher Darrell Hanna. It doesn't say Reverend in the book on Amazon.com. It just says Christopher Darrell Hannon, and his last name is spelled H-A-N-N-O-E-N, Pieces of a Plan. And he's also a pastor, and he touched on some very spiritual things. And I thank you all for listening and tuning in to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I've been your host, and I look forward to having you back tomorrow night. And thank you all for listening to my show. It means a lot to me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It really does mean a lot. Thank you.